The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
It was very interesting, wasn't it, in the State of the Union address that Donald Trump said specifically and slowly, this country will never, ever be driven into socialism. I mean, no president's ever said anything like that. And yet now there are suggestions that the Democrats are heading in that direction. Let's go to Harley. Harley.
Yeah, well, what I did after he said that, because it forces the conversation, which I think is a very powerful thing, is take a look at some of the proposals that this new breed of far-left Democrats have already put out there and have developed some support for. I mean, Bernie Sanders, of course, is pushing for Medicare for All, essentially a government takeover of health insurance. This Green New Deal would force a complete remake of electric power, transportation, and manufacturing industries by requiring all electric power to come from non-carbon sources in just a few years' time, in about 10 years. It would drive the cost of energy unimaginably high, and low-cost energy is a key to economic success. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is one of the leaders. She claims she admits to being a communist, small c, would operate all of it through a select committee for a Green New Deal. In other words, a big new government bureaucracy. Mm. Barack Obama's think tank came up with some of this. The authors of the Green Deal, in concert with him, would also guarantee a government job for any citizen who wants one. Education would be free, paid for by the government.
That's right.
Now, lost in all of this is the fact that it would have to be paid for on the backs of people who actually work for a living in the private sector. And these political bandits want to take most of the profit to do that. Proposals for a 70% income tax rate, a 77% tax on whatever you might inherit. Elizabeth Warren, who's running for president, wants to change the federal charter for all businesses such that only some of the revenue would be controlled by the company and its board of directors or owners. 40% of the board would be made up of employee representatives, kind of like a union. And they would have vast influence and control over decisions about running the business and distributing its products and its profits. Mm. Now, these ideas would have been laughed off the public stage not so long
Absolutely.
Ago.
Absolutely. Well, it was. I wasn't aware of that background, but I was alerted when Donald Trump made that very, very specific reference, didn't he? And he paused, and the Congress and the Senate didn't know what to do, and then they stood up and cheered. Very well explained, Harley. Thank you for that. You have a good weekend, my friend. Thank you for your contribution this week.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you next week. There we are. Democrat proposals. Amazing. Hey, Bill Shorten, are you listening? Having it driving us into socialism, we're heading in that direction ourselves.